You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're talking about the local culinary arts, and I'm joined by local food expert, writer, host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Lisa Berry.
And as we just celebrated America's birthday, we are joined by another guest, the author of America, the Cookbook, Gabrielle Langholz, who's coming to the Ann Arbor area later this month. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Your cookbook is called America, the Cookbook.
Right.
But that's not a small topic to cover
at all.
Fiden, the publisher, they originally published The Silver Spoon, which is essentially Italy, the cookbook, and they've done
Japan, the cookbook, and India,
the cookbook, and they sent me a note saying, would you like to do America, the cookbook, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I jumped at the chance to say yes.
To me, American food is tuna and a can of soup. I'm assuming your recipes are a little better than that.
Well, we have about 800 recipes in the book.
Wow.
So, exactly. I think American food has a little bit of a reputation as being food that, just like you said, you buy in a package, maybe you throw in the microwave, maybe you even buy through the car window. And we've certainly earned that reputation. But with this book, I really set out to say, hey, that is part of American food, but there is a lot more to American food. And there's real regionalism, there are real traditions, there are new craft foods, and there's a lot of delicious food from coast to coast.
Now, how much time did you spend out on the road kind of discovering things?
A ton. I spent about 4 years working on the book, but I very sincerely asked my editor if I could have a 10-year extension. She said no. And in a way, I had been kind of working on the book my whole life. I had already been to all 50 states before starting the book. So it was just an absolute pleasure. But I also feel like I barely even scratched the surface. You know, when you think about the foods of New England or the foods of the Deep South, kind of Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, or the foods of the Southwest, I mean, there's so much very real, true regionalism, and it was just an absolute blast to research it, by which I mean eat a bunch of it.
And, tough job. Someone's got to do it. Were there any surprises?
Oh, my gosh, so many surprises. I think one of the biggest surprises for me was how vibrant real seafood is, you know, from Maine all the way down to Florida, all the way through, you know, like the Gulf, shrimp, Gulf of Mexico, all the way up the West Coast, not to mention Alaska and Hawaii, and all of the fantastic, well, I don't need to tell you about the Great Lakes, but, you know, the trout in the Rocky Mountains, that people really do still always love the fantastic, spectacular, fresh seafood right where they live. And you can only get it right there, and everybody knows it. They know when it's fresh, and they know how to make it, and there's nothing like it.
One thing that always I find curious when traveling around is to see how the food culture has been influenced by the people who have settled there from other cultures. Absolutely. Was that something that really struck you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and one of the things that I had never thought about was really everything that we think of as classic Americana was brought here by immigrants. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly there are foods like corn and salmon and turkey that, you know, that predate immigrants here. But when you think about, you know, literally pizza, macaroni and cheese, apple pie, you know.
Hamburgers,
kind
even.
Of like, yeah. Right, exactly. Hamburger, the Frankfurter, these are from Hamburg and Frankfurt. They're from
exactly.
German immigrants. So when we look at, like, the most quintessential American foods, literally apples are brought here by Europeans. I mean, they're native to Afghanistan. So people have been bringing ingredients and recipes to this country throughout the history of this country, and that's certainly still the case today, and it makes our country so much more delicious. And now, of course, we see the kind of next generation, things like the kimchi taco,
mm-hmm.
that's born in Los Angeles, and those kind of intermarriages, so to speak, of cuisines are so American and so delicious.
Well, Gabrielle Langholz is coming to Zingerman's Roadhouse July 25th. If you want to meet her, and they're cooking up, Chef Bob's going to cook up some of the recipes from America, the Cookbook.
Absolutely. Yep, we've got an incredible menu. You know, when I have guest contributors for every state, and of course for Michigan, I couldn't wait to reach out to Ari. And he wrote a really beautiful essay, Ari from Zingerman's, about real wild rice and real cream cheese. And it was just a thrill for me that he said yes. He said, hey, would you like to come to a dinner at the Roadhouse? I was like, I would miss my own funeral or wedding to come to that. So we put together a whole menu with everything from, you know, Alaskan salmon to succotash and Nashville hot chicken and a buttermilk pie from South Carolina. So it's going to be delicious.
We'll put a link to that on our website, WEMU.org. And good luck and congratulations on the cookbook. And,
thanks so much.
Now we're hungry.
Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
What else is going on, Jessica?
Oh, well, you know, we always like talking about the restaurant scene here in Ann Arbor
absolutely.
And some of the new restaurants that are opening. And one right here in Ypsilanti, speaking of immigrants bringing amazing food, there's this great new hand-pulled noodle restaurant called Land City. And I didn't quite understand the beautiful mystery of hand-pulled noodles until I heard about this place and stopped in. They have a window into the kitchen, and this man has been, he's made this, like, pasta dough, and he's stretching the pasta and wrapping it and pulling it and stretching it four or five times so you get one very long noodle in a bowl of amazing Chinese soup. I am a true believer now. It opened about 3 weeks ago and we've already been four times.
And it's just one noodle.
You get, so they, that's the hand-pulled noodles. It's
right?
Just one very long noodle and they'll give you a pair of scissors if you want to, if you're having trouble like slurping it up and biting it off. But the whole variety of different dishes. I really love the Chongqing noodle or the Dan Dan noodle, and they have a great cucumber salad and other side dishes that make the whole experience great. It's just really good Chinese food.
Right, and that opened in Ypsilanti.
That's right, on Washtenaw.
I bumped into the owner of Chella's down at the top of the park at the Ann Arbor Summer
nice.
Festival.
Adrian,
and, Adrian. And I said, when is your new restaurant in Dexter opening up? And he said, any minute now.
Oh, great.
They've been just getting some work done and you're meeting all the requirements and any minute. And I said, what's it going to be called? Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Chella's Dexter. So we look forward to the opening of Chella's Dexter coming soon.
The third Chella's restaurant.
Yeah,
one
and he
downtown?
Said they expanded the one downtown since they opened there.
Oh,
it's going so
I'm
well.
I'm
going
to have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out.
Also new in Ann Arbor in the Burns Park neighborhood is a restaurant called Posai. It's a takeout restaurant by Frank Fajerin, who you might know as the man behind Malu's Fried Chicken in Ypsilanti and Ricewood Barbecue Food Truck also in Ann Arbor. This is on the corner of Packard and Woodlawn by that cool Buddhist temple. But this time it's not like comfort food. This is comfort health food.
Ooh.
So it's poke bowls, which is all this kind of layers of really healthy ingredients, or an acai bowl, like avocado toast, peanut butter, banana, and other like super healthy ingredients.
Together?
Well, no, each of these things are separate.
Oh, oh.
But the peanut butter and banana toast.
Yes.
With other kind of like chia seeds and things.
Yeah, sure.
So it's open from 11 to 7, 7 days a week, and it's a great place to stop and get a healthy lunch.
Awesome.
So it's in our neighborhood, so we're super excited to
And it's takeout. It's not a sit-down.
Right. It's just a little corner. People from who've been lived in Ann Arbor for a while might remember it as Bev's Caribbean Kitchen a million years ago. But it's right there in the corner. You get takeout, and you know, we drive by there, and there's some lines. So he's doing well there as well.
Frank Fajerin's food is always amazing.
Yeah, so far so good.
All right, Jessica Webster, host of The In Crowd, our local food expert. And thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul and America the Cookbook. Gabrielle Longholtz coming to Ann Arbor later this month. We'll put all that information on our website, WEMU.org.